This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hired the best here on the DJV program, and that's best exemplified by me being here again. Oh, wait a minute, I do the hiring, so of course I'd hire me, and of course I'd hire Victoria, and of course I'd hire Jay. So here we go. Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Thursday, February 11th get together called the DJV program. Jennifer's on vacation this week. She has a new set. Do you know that? You see the pictures of her new shoes. She got these new fancy, wildly popular shoes that she's promoting. That'll be interesting. This is very often we talk about. Well, yeah, you guys talk about shoes. She's been talking about being a customer of. PayPal. What's it? It's Payless, right? The shoe store called Payless.
They went out of business, but yeah.
All right. Did they? Why'd they go out of business? They went out of business
because the shoes were ugly.
Shoes were awful. Ugly and cheap. Wowie zowie. All right, so I'm going to take an approach here on the program, just so everybody knows, the same thing that Joe Biden is doing. I'm not doing it because he's doing it. I'm doing it because I think that it's irrelevant, and i.e., the discussion of it goes nowhere. But I just, people have wondered why we haven't talked much about the trial, if you will. President Biden has adopted a hands-off approach to it, and so have I. Frankly, as the leader of the band here, not interested at all. It does nothing to advance the cause of humanity, and that's kind of one of the things that I like to do here on the program, is advance things, acknowledge stuff. For example, something that is worth our time, I think, is the story of the French nun. Have you seen this? This woman was alive during the Spanish flu in 1918. All right? So let's just follow me here on this and listen to the numbers. She was alive and got the flu and beat the flu. And now she has on her, she was 117 years old this week. Her name is Sister Andre. She was also attacked by the coronavirus. Remember, she's 117. She's at a retirement home in Toulon, which is one of the southernmost cities in France. She was one of dozens of people in the home who tested positive for the virus. But this week, Sister Andre was declared recovered from the virus, allowing her to hold on to her title as the oldest living European and second oldest person in the world. When she was 115, the Pope sent her a personal letter and blessed her. She's blind, lives in a wheelchair, or moves around in a wheelchair. She witnessed both world wars, and today is her 117th birthday. How about that for somebody
Happy
who's
birthday.
Got starch, got grit. Really, under the circumstances, can you imagine that? Imagine that. Imagine just being 117. What that must feel like. Who's the oldest person? Who's the oldest person you've known? You ever known, Victoria? If you say me, I'm going to slap you around. Where'd everybody go?
I'm here. My grandfather was 95, almost 96 when he passed away. Oh, okay. Doug's got some technical issues. I would say my grandfather was 95, just like a month shy of 96. He'd be the oldest person that I came in contact with, like, on a regular basis. What about you, Jay?
I have no idea, to be honest. I mean, I know people who have been in their 80s. I think I've known some in their 90s. I had some great aunts that were still around. One recently, unfortunately, passed from COVID, and I want to say she was in her maybe late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, my great-grandma was still around. We called her Little Grandma, and I want to say she was pretty up there, too.
Hmm. grandma. So you had two great, you knew two great grandmas, or you had just
the others were great aunts. The others were great aunts. I had one great grandma growing up. I mean, she did pass away when I went to say I was like middle school age. She was my mom's grandmother.
Oh wow, okay, that's cool.
So I want to say they were up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 95 would, I mean, and then Doug, of course, would be the second oldest person that I know.
And you're saying that only right now because he's having those issues and he can't respond.
Exactly, because that's what he doesn't want to hear.
What? Don't I want to hear? We had a little plug get pulled here. What is the wise apple?
Oldest, I said, you're the second oldest person I've ever met.
Very cute. Thank you very much.
What about you? Who was the oldest person you ever knew?
Let's see. The oldest person that I ever knew was my father's grandmother, whose name was Wilhelmina von Wiltenberg. She was Belgian. She came over here. My father was Belgian and German. And she lived to be 104, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
She was a tough guy. Ooh, a tough cookie. She was tough, tough, tough. I remember we used to call her Ma Van. And she would be, she lived in the apartment. Actually, where my father grew up as an orphan, his great grandmother really took care of him as a youngster, and he was afraid of her. You could see that when he was an adult that he was afraid of her. I can see her sitting in that chair, man, hair tied back, just that look on her face. She was tough, and that was the story. And I bet you this French nun is the same way. There's this toughness about people that lived through. Belgium was kind of in a strange place during World War II. There was, I think, a lot of people obviously had to learn hard lessons. We don't have, that's another thing. We think that this coronavirus is tough. We've had a lot of lessons been tough on us. We don't really, most people, excuse me, who are alive today, don't really know what it's like to live through something like a world war. Imagine being in France or England and having to live through bombings every night after night after night. I think that is something that really would test your starch, much as anything else. But even though we do have tough times, the vaccinations and stuff, there's an interesting new acknowledgement, if you will, about masks and an understanding about them fitting. And I find this to be important because otherwise, if you just have a loose-fitting mask, what good is it? And now there are a lot of people who are telling you to double up to protect not just – it isn't the virus that we currently have, but the variants. So the American public has been urged to consider wearing not one, but two masks as a strategy to better protect yourself against the more contagious variants. So is this just a scare tactic? One wonders. We've all been scared through this, and there's so many different, speaking of variants, I read yesterday more conflicting information about what the numbers are. The numbers every day, the news media pounds away at how many people have gotten this and how many people have died. And so I don't know whether this is just common sense. Maybe this just makes sense, wearing another mask. Is there anything else that we can do, or is there anything else that upsets people? I mean, wearing a couple of masks isn't going to hurt anybody. But I just wonder at what point.
Well, you also have to make sure that the type of.
With this.
Well, the type of mask that you're wearing, because just adding a second mask isn't doing anything if you still have big gaps where, air can come in. Like, I have a mask that I bought because you actually had mentioned it. I don't know if Dr. Jack was the one who first brought it to your attention, but the Halo mask has, it's a cloth mask that has a single filter that goes in. It's a nano filter, meaning it gets down to like 0.01 nanograms or whatever it is. But anyway, it's the smallest size particle that it can protect you from. And so it's very effective. And it has a little nose guard that seals off the inside of your nose. It wraps under your chin. It's wonderful. When this news came out, like, oh, you have to double up on your mask. So I put a medical mask, one of the blue, I call them the dental hygienist mask, but like those blue medical masks that everybody wears. So I put that under the Halo mask, and then I was getting all these gaps of air. And then, thankfully, the company actually sent out an email saying, you know, there's a lot of headlines right now saying, you know, double up on your mask. The Halo mask is not a cloth mask. It's a specific mask with the nanofilter that is not meant to be doubled up, because if you break the seal that it creates on your face, then you're doing yourself, you know, no good.
Right.
So, essentially, you have to really know. The Halo mask, I think, was like $30. And then the filters last about 2 weeks each, which is not too bad. My mom has one that I bought from my parents from Vistaprint, which is a cloth mask that also has a filter that goes in it. But those filters are only good for 12 hours. So the Halo mask, I think, is actually, it's really comfortable. It's breathable. But it also is really, really effective with that with that filter in it.
So it's kind of
eye-opening.
You just
have to know, like, what you're wearing.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, I mean, every mask is different.
And the CDC now says if you have been fully vaccinated against the COVID, you don't have to quarantine. You might be exposed to the virus, but you shouldn't have a problem. I thought it was 2 weeks after. I didn't think the vaccine was completely in gear until you'd had it in your body for a couple of weeks.
10 days to 10 to 14 days after is what they say when you're fully inoculated.
Right. But I know it's true. Well, they say, because I'm planning to go to California next weekend, and I was concerned because there are regs that Megan sent me that suggest that you need to quarantine for 14 days. Of course, I'm not going to do that because I'll be in on Saturday and out on Sunday. So Jack Stockwell, one of our doctors on the program, went to San Diego yesterday, and so I sent him an email asking him what the circumstances was. He said, there's nothing. Nobody asks you anything. You get off the plane, you go get your car, and you're on your way. So they may be promoting that to make people think twice about going. But other than that, you know, I don't know that it's that traveling there. I wouldn't go there as a matter of choice. I wish I were there and things were normal, because that's where I like to spend the winter with my children, my grandson. That's not the way it is. So the recommendation is if you've had COVID and you recover, you don't need a quarantine either, at least for a few months. Isn't that confusing too? Didn't they ask us to do something different earlier on? I mean, the guidance just keeps changing. I guess that's maybe what becomes confusing here, much anything else. So, all right. Well, there's the kind of latest on quarantine and virus stuff. We'll get to our social media. See, I don't know. We haven't had any real questions or any comments, much trending info on the virus at all. So we'll find out if that's the case today as well on the DJV program with some advice, some love, some ideas about how to lose weight and keep it off. Calitrin, the all-natural, healthy choice, keeps you on the weight loss program as safely as can be, because there's nothing in it that's bad for you. It's all good for you. And it really does work. It helps. There's a Valentine's special going on this week for Valentine's Day. And so if you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, you want to get the benefits of the weight loss formula that helps you keep the weight off once you do lose it, or as you are losing it. And then you find that the numbers are fabulous. You can buy as many of these as you want, up to like 40, and you get 40 for you. So you buy one, you get two. How's that? 40, you get 80. If you know, that's really getting into the program. But you understand my meaning here. You choose Calitrin because it works, and that is proved by any number of things. You look at all of the people who've had success on their website, toploss.com. Oh, you understand they've been in business for well over 20 years, and you wouldn't be successful and stay in business if the product didn't work, right? So try it out. 45-day satisfaction guarantee. If it doesn't work, get your money back. That's Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go start it!
Happy Heart Shape, they're back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the DJB program. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer off this week. Back next week. We'll be here for you on Monday, by the way, which is President's Day, a holiday, but that's okay because we like you and we like to be with you. How's that? Isn't that sweet? It's very sweet. Very loving, in fact. Some things that aren't quite so loving, a couple of trending items that Jay's going to go over, and we'll update you on whether or not what people are saying about talking to their pets. That's one of the things. It's very important for us to get to the bottom of that right after this.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Twenty-four after the hour here on the DJV program. So trending online is the appearance this morning of Taylor Swift. Why are the Swifties, they're all excited because you're going to be there? These
people, yeah, she's going to be making some big announcement, and everyone's trying to guess, you know, is there going to be a documentary coming?
What are people guessing?
What there's going to be a new album, if it's going to be anything about her re-recordings. She has to go back in a lot of her old music because she doesn't really have the rights to them or anything. She's re-recording them, so there's been things out about her song Love Story, Taylor's version. So a lot of the Swifties are going crazy, especially because Taylor Swift has been including two yellow hearts in her tweets, and then all the Swifties have been doing that. Well, GMA changed their... in their profile on Twitter to include two yellow hearts as well. So Swifties are, excited, and I don't think any of them slept last night.
Also, a lot of of buzz about her personal life. Is she already engaged? Is she already married? Lots of that stuff.
Who's she hanging with?
That's been going since her Lover album came out. People have been wondering if, and this is the direct quote, if Taylor Allison Swift is already married.
Oh,
I love how Swifties always include her middle name.
She dating Rick Springfield? Who's she dating?
She is, oh my gosh, why did I just forget his name? He's an English actor. Yes, Joe Alwyn. She's been with him for a while, and this has been probably the most low announced, I guess. She's kept this relationship fairly private compared to others.
How do people famous like that meet other people? You know,
they met at the Met
Ball,
which is where all the famous, that's the celebrity prom. So she actually met her man at the prom.
At the prom.
That's so sweet. I like how you put that, Victoria.
Also, Gina Carano, who was in The Mandalorian, is trending as well because she is now going to be written into the next season. She's been in the first two. Victoria's been watching them. And so what kind of a role did she play?
She played a pretty pivotal role, especially in season two. In season one, her character was established and appeared in, I think, a couple episodes, and then they would reconnect with her in, you know, they'd skip a few, and he would go on his way in different adventures and then reconnect with her. She was a great character. She played Kara, and then in the second season, she was even more pivotal. And then the second season ended. Now it's going to be a few years until any more Mandalorian comes up. They're moving on to the Boba Fett storyline. So she's not in the story. She's not in that Boba Fett storyline.
She posted something that was...
No, that was already planned before she did this. She's been posting... the reason that she's been booted now from the series and Lucasfilm put out a very strong statement that her comments basically were just abhorrent and do not agree with the principles of the company. She basically said that, you know, because she's a conservative in Hollywood, she likened herself to being a persecuted Jew in Nazi Germany. And as you can imagine, a lot of people found that really offensive, that comparison. So,
28 past the hour. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their masks with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kyle Busch scored a dramatic preseason victory Tuesday night in the Busch Clash, avoiding a crash between frontrunners Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott. To kick off NASCAR Cup Series season with the annual exhibition held for the first time on the Daytona International Speedway road course.
Blaney has the acceleration. They're up in the east banking for the final time. Elliott inside in the chicane. Ryan Blaney.
Here comes Kyle Busch.
And it's a drag race to the line. Kyle Busch is going to steal the Busch Clash.
How about that?
Oh, I did not see that one.
Hey, I thought they were buddies.
I thought they were. Not anymore. Not tonight, anyway.
The Daytona 500 is Sunday, Valentine's Day, and can be seen on Fox. Major League Baseball and the Players Union have come to terms for the 2021 season.
Major League Baseball and its Players Union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Before at the hour, yes, today is Thursday. You've gotten yourself that far through the week. Amazing how the time does fly. It almost becomes pedantic to say that, but it does seem that way as the time we spend together goes by very quickly. Well, there's a lot of interesting things to talk about, so that's why the time goes as well as it does. You're on air with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their nominees. I was watching there's a Motown special that was on Showtime that I never saw when it was first aired, and I happened to come across it last night. I watched it. What a wonderful tribute to all those people that worked so hard that didn't get paid much. And were, you know, what came out of Motown was very, really very cool. I wish there were still some more people that were making that kind of music, frankly. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has the nominees for induction into this class, and they include Mary J. Blige. She's pretty well known and pretty popular, right, ladies?
For sure.
People like her, yeah. I don't know who Kate Bush is. Help me with Kate Bush.
I only know one song that Kate Bush did as a duet with Peter Gabriel, but she's like a folk kind of singer-songwriter. She's been around forever.
So why is she going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
She's a folk singer, would be my question. Devo is also on the list. What do we know about Devo?
Oh, they're huge. They've been around since the 70s. You know, Whip It, in the 80s.
Yeah, this song is very well was played a lot, very popular, well known. And then there's the Foo Fighters. They've been around since 72, haven't they? I think you have to be around for 25 years before you get into the...
They're from like the early 2000s or late 90s. Dave Grohl is, when Nirvana broke up, he left from, he was the drummer in Nirvana. He's already in the Hall of Fame with Nirvana. So then if he goes in with Foo Fighters, then it would be his second induction. I don't know. I think there are a lot of other way more worthy people than the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I don't. This list is very unimpressive.
No disrespect to Dave Grohl. I love Dave Grohl. I'm not a Foo Fighter fan, but I like him.
Yeah, he's for sure a fan.
For as long as it took to get the Moody Blues into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the fact that some of these people are in here that nobody even, I mean, who knows who Kate Bush is? The Go-Go's, I get that. The Go-Go's, I think, although whether they belong, are they that significant? They've got a couple of big hits like this one. Everybody knows this song. But, you know, Iron Maiden is on the list, and what came from them in my mind was just trash. Jay-Z is in the induction list. Chaka Khan, yep, I can see that. I certainly can see Carole King and wonder out loud why it's taken so long for her to get into the list. Certainly, LL Cool J is on this. What's his real name? James Wilson Smith or something like that is LL Cool J's real name. Ladies love Cool James. The New York Dolls have the slightest idea who they are.
They're very influential in the punk scene. A lot of the Ramones. A lot of bands would not have existed had the New York Dolls not been on the scene. So that makes sense.
So Todd Rundgren is on the list. I think that's appropriate. Yeah, he was a lot of fun. Still is. He's in the All-Star Band that travels around with Ringo Starr. Tina Turner and Dionne Warwick both have long since deserved to be in the... So of the list for me, for my taste... the list is appropriate. The inclusion of Chaka Khan, of Carole King, of Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, and Dionne Warwick. The rest of them mean nothing to me. And even though this list goes back 25 years, that's just, I see seven acts that are on the ballot for the first time, so maybe they don't make it through, right? The Foo Fighters, Go-Go's, Iron Maiden, Jay-Z. Carole King should have been on a long time ago. I don't get that. Dionne Warwick.
She's in as a songwriter, but this would be her going in again as a performer.
Right.
Which is well deserved, for sure.
Tina is in with Ike, but she doesn't want to be with Ike.
Well, who would?
That's exactly right. So if they get the call again, both would join Stevie Nicks as the only women inducted twice into the Hall of Fame. Dave Grohl also is already a member, as you were saying, from Nirvana. There are 1,000 music industry pros who vote on who gets in. Why don't they have the public vote on this?
They do. The public can vote now. So you can actually, they have the fan vote. I forget what percentage it equals, but it's a small percentage, but it actually does matter. So a lot of people think that the Moody Blues were pushed over the edge because of the fans. So the fans can definitely, make their voices heard. You can go to the rockhall.com or whatever it is, and you can vote.
Right. Well, I think that's appropriate. Also, let's see here. Rob Gronkowski. Where's Jennifer when we need her? The Gronk.
Right. What's Gronk up to?
Had a good game on Sunday. Had a good season with Tampa. Loves being with his pal Tom Brady. They function well together. He has a lot to say about the streaker. he said, the night was going so smoothly, so wonderfully, and then this guy... from the adults, whatever that adult outfit is in Tampa Bay, runs across. His personality, though, is such, I guess, that you knew he was going to say something about this streaker. It's the kind of thing, really, that's sort of made for the Gronk, don't you think? If he was running his own version of The Onion, that would be the thing that he put on the front page. Did The Onion, I think The Onion featured a story about the streaker, if I'm not mistaken. If you don't know about The Onion, it's sort of a fake news, silly...
I love when people think The Onion is real.
Yeah, right.
Jay and I were talking about that last week.
Yeah, right. Gronk was on
stories,
with James Corden talking about the win, And then apparently Corden played some video of this guy. He wasn't really a streaker. I mean, he had something. He had pants on or shorts on, and he had a top on. But, you know, it was one of those silly things. Apparently Gronk was was taken by the guy. And if you read between the lines, it almost sounds like he met the streaker somehow. He got to know him in some way, shape, or form after the game. But didn't they arrest him and bring him to jail after the game?
I think he was arrested. Yeah, they caught him, sure.
But why? Arrested for what? What did he do?
I don't know. Trespassing? I don't know. He was not
trespassing.
Yeah, because he didn't have the credentials to be on the field. And probably COVID protocols, too, he violated. I'm sure they have a bunch of different things they've charged him with.
Mm-hmm.
Public nudity, maybe, because he was on TV. I don't know.
We're such prudes in this country.
Oh, I know.
It was funny and it was silly, so who cares? Meanwhile, what's going on with Patrick Mahomes? Is he licking his wounds? He stays as the quarterback. He had a good season, right? Wasn't he the most valuable player of the game?
No, Aaron Rodgers got the season MVP. Tom Brady was the MVP of the game, which is understandable.
Right.
But Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere. He won the Super Bowl last year and then brought his team back to the Super Bowl. Didn't win, but still, that's impressive to be the youngest quarterback in the league and to be that good.
So how old is he now?
I think he was 23 last year. I think he's 24.
So he's half Tom Brady's age.
He was in kindergarten when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's 25.
Yep. Passings of note, Larry Flint. How many people remember Larry Flint? Haven't heard much from him for the last 10 or 12 years because he's been quite sick. He's always been in a wheelchair. He was the publisher of Hustler magazine. Passed away at the age of 78. He was shot in Los Angeles in 1978 because of what he was doing for a living. He was always involved in battles over free speech and regulations that governed his business, which was pornography. He clashed with Jerry Falwell. I remember that back and forth. The two of them were actually very similar, very similar. He was sued by Jerry Falwell. He went to the Supreme Court, but the two of them, they were, as far as I'm concerned, Jerry Falwell and Larry Flint were two peas in a pod. If you saw the movie from 1996, Woody Harrelson played Larry Flint, and they did a very good job of making him up, because at that time Woody Harrelson was probably maybe in his mid-30s, I would guess, 34, 35, 36, somewhere in there. But the movie, have you either of you seen it, The People versus Larry Flint? Did you ever see that movie?
I never saw it. I know of it. Courtney Love, I think, was in it, too, and got really good critical acclaim. And I think that Woody Harrelson was nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yes.
Or yeah, got a lot of buzz.
A lot of buzz. Yeah, there was a lot of buzz on him. And buzz on the boss, because apparently it's come out he was arrested for reckless driving back in November in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. How far is that from you?
Two miles up the road from me.
Really?
It's the beach that's just north of our beach.
So, apparently he was drinking in the car? What's the story?
It's a state park, like a beach state park. So he was, I don't know what he was doing there, if he was with a group or what, but yeah, he was drinking
and then got
behind the wheel.
He did a Super Bowl commercial. Mm-hmm. So the Super Bowl or the football, the NFL said that the commercial was yanked from YouTube.
Well, Jeep took it down, yeah.
You know, at this point,
well, they took it down because they said, okay, well, first of all, here's one. Well, they don't condone drunk driving, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he's arrested for drunk. Well, it comes to life,
your
he's
Jeep
arrested
drunk
for drunk
and have
driving.
A great time on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's doing a car ad. Okay, I get that. But you know what? This also speaks to, I'm so sick of hearing people on the right say that only they are the victims of cancel culture and only they get taken down. Well, we've got now Bruce, and this was literally rated the most popular ad of the entire Super Bowl because of the messaging, and it was
very
about coming together and the whole thing.
So
for them to take that down, obviously they're taking this seriously. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about, you know, the coronavirus and vaccines and things, he's been yanked from social media. So I'm like really tired of hearing from people on the right saying that they're the only ones who are being canceled or taken down.
It's
happening all around. You're just not talking about it.
I'm tired of people being taken down where we can't seem to get it together as to whether people can say what they want, although Instagram and Twitter is privately owned, so people, they can run it the way they want to.
I get that Jeep doesn't want Bruce voicing an ad for a car. Right. Yeah, I mean, I get that right now. It'll come back probably later on once this blows over.
Now, speaking of that, the Aunt Jemima name. Remember when we started all talking about what was politically correct back during the Black Lives Matter movement? And then, this is about last summer, I think, when this came up. So the Aunt Jemima brand has a new name, Pearl Milling Company. Pepsi-Cola owns Quaker Oats, which owns Aunt Jemima, owns the name. Now they've changed to the new name. The Pearl Milling Company was founded in 1888 in Missouri, was the originator of the pancake mix and choosing Aunt Jemima. So it's just the name of the original company.
Really depend on how they brand the boxes, because the boxes stand out on shelves, you know, with the red box and the Aunt Jemima logo. Right. So it'll be interesting how they rebrand that so you can still find it.
Right, yeah. All right, so there's another, you can kiss that one off, kiss that one goodbye completely. It's 47 after 13 before the new hour. It's time for me to underscore how important it is and how easy it is for you to keep your nose clear using Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear is the natural sinus care system that I advocate is a great bookend to cleaning out your nose in the morning and at night using the Navage system. And then during the day, you take a little Clear spray bottle with you. Anybody, all ages, are actually protected. You're protecting yourself and your family using this thing. It's all natural. It has xylitol as the main ingredient. It gets rid of those bacterial colonies that during the day, depending on what you're exposed to. A lot of people, you don't know what you're breathing when you're out and about. You don't know who's been there, what's in the air. So this way, you're protected because of the way it adheres, the ingredients adhere to your nose. Keep your nose clean. Let's do it with Clear. You'll enjoy small moments. No matter what the season is, it'll be like second, just a couple of quick sprays. Bring it, put it in your pocketbook, your pocket, whatever it is, keep it in the car, in your office. Spray it, and then you'll be safe, and you'll be clear. Using Clear, X-L-E-A-R, visit clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. You can buy it there, or you can buy it on Amazon, and eBay, drugstore, grocery store, natural retailer. That's Clear. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it right now for all of the listeners to the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See StaplesConnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Three after the hour with a watchful eye on what's going on in technology. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Doug Steffen, the Russian hack, is on a lot of people's minds, as is our relationship with Russia because of this sort of thing. So technologically speaking, let's dig into what's going on because there have been answers demanded from the Russians about all their hacking. So let's find out what's going on there after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
All right, so what do we have here with answers? We want answers from this disastrous Russian hack, Victoria. Yeah. What's the scoop?
This hack was just, it was so far-reaching. And so, this happened last year, and we had so many other headlines going on at the same time. I don't really think that this Russian hack got the attention that it really should have.
Right.
And so essentially what happened was the Russians hacked into federal government networks, and they relied on a very powerful new trick where digital spies penetrate so deeply that they're able to impersonate any user within the network that they want to. So essentially a lot of hacking experts have called it the computer network equivalent of sneaking into the State Department and printing perfectly forged passports. That's how good this hack was. And so cybersecurity researchers have been warning about this for years, that an attack just like this could happen. But for whatever reason, the U.S. government has done nothing about it. There's a cybersecurity firm called FireEye. They released hacking tools in 2019 showing exactly how this hack could happen in the hopes that, you know, the U.S. government would have better defenses, and it literally fell on deaf ears. So if now there's this very urgent debate with within the cybersecurity circles about how to respond, what's the best approach to protect this from happening again in the future. Some say that stronger walls to keep out would-be intruders are better burglar alarms are needed. Others say that the smarter investment is actually building better tools for hunting and ejecting these intruders once they get past the security perimeters, which people say is pretty inevitable at this point. So victims included the Departments of State, the Treasury, Homeland Security, Energy, Commerce, the National Institutes of Health, National Nuclear Security Administration. We know tons of private companies were affected by this, all the way from Amazon and Microsoft and Tesla and Apple. I mean, huge, huge companies. And this wasn't just in America. This was all of North America, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. So now in a rare bipartisan movement, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Chairman Mark Warner from Virginia and Vice Chairman Marco Rubio from Florida, they've sent a letter together to the heads of the FBI, the National Security Agency, and other federal agencies demanding that there is a clear leader who is going to coordinate the response to this and then lay out a plan so that this doesn't happen again in the future.
Mm-hmm. Pretty bad stuff. I'll be interested to see how Biden deals with that. The new Samsung Galaxy S21 is in the focus now.
The Geek Out.
It's amazing how much effort humanity has put into eliminating shoelaces from existence. Last week, Nike even won up those people who just kick off their tied shoes by the heel,
which is bad for the shoe,
with the Nike Go Fly Ease. Now, there are no laces or straps, but there is a hinge in the middle of the sole that allows the wearer to use the opposite foot to hold the other shoe down at the heel and then slide the foot from the shoe. This is the same thing many people do today, but here it does it without stretching or wearing out the shoe, and it's especially helpful to anybody with a disability related to putting on or taking off shoes. You need to see them, so we've tweeted the link of the $120 Nike Go Fly Ease over at the Geek Out.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, what's the announcement from Instagram, Victoria?
Instagram's toughening their stance on hate speech in their direct messages. These are messages that are not public. These are messages that if you follow someone and they allow it, you can directly message them. And apparently it's pretty terrible to live in the world of direct messages with hate speech. Lots of anti-Semitic language, images of blackface, all kinds of hate speech. So Instagram says that they are now cooperating with law enforcement, and if you take it too far in direct messages, you can actually face criminal penalties.
Yeah.
So they're cracking
right
down.
There you go. A crackdown announced there. This is the DJV program, Victoria and Doug, at 59 past the hour.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.